Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whoa, boss. How did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Day for the Washington Commanders in Dallas. Just an absolute beatdown at the hands of the Cowboys. They doubled them up, man. It's never good to get doubled up.
Nope.
44-22. Dallas could have gone for 55. They kind of slowed it down late. Helping us make sense of it all right now is Mr. Joe Theismann joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joe T., how are you, sir? Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I love the way you described today, Misery Monday. It certainly was for all of us that are fans of the Commanders. And having a chance to watch that game yesterday, there was hope early, and then it got dashed away quickly.
Yep.
Joe, when you watched that yesterday, you know, specifically defensively, what did you notice the way Dallas was attacking the sidelines down the field with their receivers? Like, as a quarterback, what was Dak looking at that he was so eager to attack?
Well, you know, in today's game, it's different than when I think Mitch and I played. We used to try and throw to the open receivers. Now they look for a mismatch where you got George Pickens, who's, 6'4", against any corner. You're going to throw the ball up in the air and allow him to go make a play. There's no such thing as offensive pass interference anymore. If it is, they just don't call it very often. So if the ball's in the air, the big guys are going to have an advantage against any corners. And I think that's what they try and do. They try and isolate one-on-one situations. And, of course, you know, we didn't have receivers, and they get CD back. So it's, it's sort of a trade-off. They improved that position, and we are still, trying to figure out a way to go down the field. We can't go down the field.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, yesterday was sort of a series of things. Some missed throws. Then you get a drop. I counted in the first, I think, quarter, two missed throws and two drops. Well, they're potential first downs.
Yeah.
That's an opportunity to keep a drive alive. That's an opportunity to keep the football. And it's, you just can't make those kind of mistakes on a consistent basis and think that you're going to be able to stay in a game.
Joe, in this day and age, listen, pass interference are called so readily.
Oh, geez.
Do you think that should be a part of the plan? Because guys are so concerned about the pass interference where your offensive player has a higher chance of getting the ball or getting the call other than not throwing it to him at all.
Let me tell you, Mitch, I feel so bad for defensive backs today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, that and defensive linemen. I mean, they've basically taken all the stuff for defenses and just given the offense tremendous amount of leverages. Like, for example, some of these roughing the quarterbacks where you just push the quarterback to the ground. See, my biggest problem is the inconsistency in officiating.
True.
One crew will call it. This is where, coaches, people think that you analyze the opponent. You analyze the officials. What back judge calls pass interference? What back judge lets you nuzzle?
Yeah.
What referee calls roughing the quarterback? What ones don't? I mean, that's as much a part of the game today as anything, because in crucial situations, we see those kind of penalties.
Yeah.
I really feel that, you know, defensively, as a defensive back, you got no chance. You can only touch somebody up to 5 yards. And it looks like if you go 6, you're going to get called for holding.
Yeah.
But you're at a tremendous disadvantage as a defensive back. And like I say, defensive linemen, they're supposed to stop on a dime when they're going after the quarterback. Now, if you hit him in the head, I understand it. But other than that, it makes no sense to me. And you know, our guys just, you know, their line did a good job protecting Dak. We got behind it. And, Mitch, you know this. When you've got ones playing twos, the ones should dominate.
Yeah.
And that's what we saw yesterday. You don't have your 3 top receivers, right? You're putting the ball on the ground. You're missing opportunities. You really didn't have much of a running game. And then all of a sudden, the offensive line, it's like a tidal wave coming at you when you're down by 3 touchdowns. They may not have Micah Parsons, but they got some pretty darn good football players over there. But to me, I think part of the situation is, and I hope Jaden's going to be okay, hamstrings are crazy. You know, we've all pulled a hamstring, and this is one thing he cannot hurry back from. If he hurries back and it's the hamstring, which it was, I guess, reported, he can't hurry back. Because then it's going to be a lingering problem going forward. Gary Clark, God bless him, man.
Yep.
Gary used to always have a pulled hamstring. You know, he'd hobble around in practice and he'd light it up in a game. He's the only person I've ever known that could handle a hamstring. He and Reggie White are the only 2 people I've been around where they've had hamstring problems and it just didn't seem to affect him. Everybody else I've ever known has had an issue with it.
Yeah.
So I just think that, you know, you can't go into a game with your 3 top receivers not playing and expect to be able to do anything. First of all, you're not going to be able to stretch the field and get the defensive backs downfield away from the line of scrimmage because they're going to be up in support, which is going to make it tough to run the ball. And these, by the way, to all the fans out there, these aren't excuses. These are just flat, cold facts about football. That's just the way the game is.
Joe, the roughing the passer yesterday, that one still troubles me. And then they called offsides on them and they came back and they changed it to a false start. You watch him. He goes to tackle him. His arm hits the shoulder pad, comes across.
The roughing call?
And the helmet just slid off of Dak's head as if the helmet was too big. They call it roughing there. I can't get that.
As a matter of fact, I tweeted that. I said, that's just a terrible call. You know, he did not hit him in the head. Dak's helmet came flying off. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, you know, but, and it's, they're so conscious of that position, Mitch. I mean, anybody breathes on a quarterback, they're going to throw a flag. They want to protect the investment of the National Football League in that position.
Totally.
There's something to be said. And if you're a Mac Jones and you have that happen to you, maybe you don't get the call.
Right.
If you're a Dak Prescott, you know, you obviously did. I mean, but I, like I said, I think what bothers me is the fact that there's inconsistency when it comes to interpreting different types of plays. You know, defensive holding by defensive backs versus pass interference. What is it? You know, I watched a lot of games yesterday. I saw a defensive, matter of fact, well, it was a game last night, I think. The guy just ran into the guy in the end zone and nothing was called. Nothing.
Nothing.
Matter of fact, the defensive back got up and looked at the official expecting a call and didn't get it. So I just think that is something I think that they're going to have to live with in the league. And you know, I don't necessarily see them doing a whole lot about it because there isn't really a lot to do.
Talking with our friend Joe Theismann here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Joe T a follow at Theismann 72 ends in Theismann. You played quarterback at a really high level for a number of seasons and won Super Bowls and guided explosive offenses. When you go into a game like Washington's offense did yesterday, knowing you're down your top 2 receivers, your top 3 really, how would you have changed the game plan, and how do you think they handled that game plan?
I think Cliff did it. I think he did what he had to do or what he could do with what he had. you know, basically it was going to become a game where the tight end was going to be more dominant. We saw Ertz get probably more targets in this game than he has in the past. I think Jaden was, you know, his throws were a bit off today, yesterday a little bit. He was a little bit high yesterday with some stuff. But that, you know, that's part of it. I think people are aware now that Jaden has great escapability, and they're just not going to allow him to be able to run to the corners like he did, you know, last year. It's, you know, we saw this. We saw people defend C.J. Stroud differently in his second year than they did in his rookie year. What we're seeing with Jaden is people are defending him differently in his second year than he did in his first year. This, you know, he was so wonderful, so terrific last year that basically, you know, you say, okay, he's going to play that way all the time. You know, you don't see it out of Patrick Mahomes. You don't see it out of Josh Allen. You know, it's an ebb and flow position, and you look for consistency and you look for opportunities to be able to continue to get better at what you do. And this is what Jaden will do. He will get better and better and better. Foundationally, he's our quarterback, I think, forever, for at least, you know, in the foreseeable future, seven, 8 years, maybe, hopefully. But the thing is he's going to have to learn different things, and he's going to have to learn what people are trying to do to him and how do you combat that. And it's the same thing with Cliff. If, you know, we have certain things we want to run. Now, what are they going to try to do to stop it? I don't know if there's much else you could have done on the offensive side of the ball. Like I said, if you don't have somebody stretching the field, if you can't take shots down the field and make plays, then you're going to have the safeties around the line of scrimmage. You're going to have the corners coming hard, and they're just going to throw everybody at you. And it makes it a darn near impossible situation for the offensive line to be able to block people.
It's Have you been surprised the last 2 weeks going into the game? The numbers suggest Washington should run the ball really well, and then they go out and play and can't. Have you been surprised at the ineffectiveness of the run game the last few weeks?
No, I don't buy numbers. You know, I buy plays and players. And statistically, you should be able to do this. Yeah, well, statistically, if I was 6'5", I'd be a power forward in the NBA. Okay, I'm not. So let's look at statistically that way to make it happen. Like I said, I think every position is linked and related to the other one. If you don't have speed to be able to take the top off of a defense, then people are going to be around the line of scrimmage. If that's the case, then linebackers are going to be able to cheat up a little bit more because they know they have back end support. Your defensive line is going to start moving and stunting and doing certain things to do everything they can to confuse the blocking up front. You know, we don't have power backs. Our guys are tough little runners. You know, you don't have a Bijan Robinson. You don't have a Jonathan Taylor. You know, you have guys that are tough, give you everything they got with every inch they have of their body and their mind. But it's, you know, one thing, like I say, relates to the other offensively. And really the biggest thing is how do you get defenses away from the line of scrimmage a little bit more? And our people are hurt, the ones that do that.
Joe, as we look ahead here, and you know, obviously you still got to decipher what happened yesterday, but they're going to Kansas City this coming week.
Yeah.
Jaden's availability seems up in the air, at least.
If it's his hamstring, let me just say this, JP. If he pulled his hamstring, okay, then there's no way he should play this week. We saw him jogging into the locker room, but you know, he's recovering from a knee. See, it's and Mitch knows this too, is if you hurt one leg, the other one has to absorb some of the weight and responsibility, and you wind up in all likelihood doing something to the other one. I think that's a little bit of what might have happened to Jaden. Jaden, you've got a knee. It's still not 100%, and it wouldn't be, but it's good enough to be able to do the job that he was supposed to do. But then on the other side of it, you get caught awkwardly with your other leg, and now all of a sudden you've got a hamstring on one leg and knee on the other. And, you know, like I said, the worst thing that can happen is to get him out on that field too soon and put him in a situation where he could really, really wind up hurting himself going forward. There.
Yeah, I mean, but especially with the hammy, right?
Yeah, especially the hammy. I mean, you know, look at Terry's quad. Terry's, what, 5 weeks with a quad?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, I've said this time and time again. You miss a lot of training camp, the likelihood of you getting hurt or pulling something as a receiver, is the percentage is pretty high. And that's basically where he was and where he is. And as far as you know, what we do, you're going into Kansas City, who they have, again, the Dallas Cowboys got CeeDee Lamb back. Okay. Now Rashid Rice is back in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Worthy's back in Kansas City. Kelsey's found himself in Kansas City. Pacheco's running the football in Kansas City. Chris Jones looks like he's pissed off at the world again, and he's playing unbelievable defense. Okay. So, you know, I mean, the thing is the Kansas City Chiefs have done this year in and year out. The first three, four games of the season, everybody goes, gee whiz, you know, this football team, you know, they're done. Stick a fork in them. And then, of course, you've got Patrick.
Yeah.
Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in football. He has an innate ability to be able to play that position, not only with his body, but with his mind. And he throws a little flair into it with some of the stuff that Andy does. I mean, some of those little touch passes out of the gun that they do around the goal line. You know, they had a terrific play that they weren't able to run, was another one would have been a walk-in. So, you know, you're dealing with creativity. You're dealing with a healthy football team versus a football team that's going to have to go limping in. But, you know, as players, you can't use that as an excuse.
Yeah.
You're professionals. You know, maybe the guy ahead of you has the starting job, but there's no reason to say why you can't play that well.
True.
You know, there's no reason why you can't catch the football. There's no reason why you can't block the guy ahead of you. There's no reason you can't beat the guy ahead of you on defense. You know, being sort of pigeonholed into a position, you just can't accept it.
Nope.
You know, you have to be able to say, I can do this, man. I can play my rear end off and help this football team win.
See, that's the thing where I'm at, where I feel when we go into a game and, yeah, we got guys that are not out there. But if I'm in the position, I don't want you to prepare me like I'm a guy that's in the position because somebody else not there.
Right.
Let's open this thing up, you know, because I believe when you run an offense and you kind of are playing it based off of, oh, we don't have the talent we thought we were going to have, a defense picks that up and then they just open it up on you.
So
I think they got to take some chances down the field. They got guys that can run, and they got to take some chances down the field, or no one is going to back away from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, now, you know, and it looks like Marcus is going to play. Yeah. I'm guessing. I know nothing, but I'm saying, like, you know, if with Jaden not going back into that football game and now having, you know, just like basically from today going forward, you know, 6 days to get ready, depending upon his condition. And he's probably not going to practice a lot. That's the other thing.
Right.
Is you not only missed the opportunity, we're looking down the road to the game against Kansas City, but what about the practice time that he's going to miss in preparation for that game to try and stay healthy?
Well, I mean, try to think about how many practices have they had with Jaden, Terry, and Debo all on the field?
Not many.
I'm guessing you can count it on one hand.
Yeah, I mean, totally.
Pretty close to it.
Yeah, I mean, there was what, the couple days before when Terry reported late.
Yeah.
I mean, it might have been September by that point. It was certainly late August. And then Jaden goes down week two. Terry goes down week three. Now Debo's down. Like it's.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It's one thing after another.
Yeah. You played this game a lot of years. So did Brian. The pendulum tends to kind of swing one way and then back the other. Last year, every bounce seemed to go their way, and they stayed really healthy. This year, it just feels like the opposite.
Absolutely. I mean, that's exactly what it is. You look at I'll give you another team. Look at the 49ers a year ago.
Right.
The 49ers were, they're a very good football team with a lot of talent. They were decimated through injury.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like, you know, you only have so many people to be able to put them on the football field. And like I say, guys are in the right to be number ones. The fact that you're not listed as a number one doesn't mean you can't play like one, and that's what we're going to find out now.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to find out who can play like a one and who can't. You know, it's time to step up. It's time to make plays. Do whatever you need to do. And I think one of the things that, you know, I saw Marcus throw the interception, run back for a touchdown. Sometimes you just got to fold the tent and say, it's not there. I'll take the sack.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So football is, and I've said this time, football is 85% mental.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Every person on that football field has athletic talent to some degree.
Yeah.
And because they're professionals to a very high degree. But the difference is that 15% as a quarterback when you make decisions with the ball in your hand. I'll give you an example, the college game against USC. C.J. Carr. They got a chance to go up two scores. He scrambles around, runs around, and he throws one up in the middle of the football field. USC intercepts it on like the 5-yard line. You know, that position has to be played every second.
Yeah.
You have to be thinking out on the football field. What's the down and distance? What position am I in? You know, where's the pressure coming from? You know, throwing the ball away is not a bad thing. That's why they have special teams and defense. That's why we have one of the best punters in football.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a defense that has to go out and do their job.
Yeah.
And that's the way you sort of have to look at it. I mean, you can't be in a situation where you feel like you're going to be able to save the situation completely.
I was going to tell you congrats on the Domers getting that win Saturday night. That looks like a pretty cool environment there in South Bend.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. We lost to Texas A&M on a fourth down reception by the tight end, which happened right in front of me. I wanted to just hit the guy with a helmet. And then the kid from Miami makes that one-handed catch in the opening game.
Right.
And, you know, and we're playing C.J. Carr as a freshman, basically a true freshman who's never played a lot. But, you know, we're getting better and better. I think we should be inside the top 10 now, I'm assuming, after seeing who lost this week. Part of me is excited. The other part of me is not feeling so good today.
Yeah, I got you.
I get it. Joe, thank you for the time,
Joe,
man. We always appreciate it.
You bet, guys. Talk to you.
All right, bro.
All right. That's the great Joe Theismann. Give him a follow at Theismann7. Two N's in Theismann. One thing that did go well yesterday, B.
What?
My collars and code dress shirt.
All right.
Dude.
You did look a little sharp yesterday, dog.
Thank you, man. You are a smart dresser and packer. I am not. And the best thing with these collars and code dress shirts, they do not wrinkle. If Collars & Co. built cars, I would buy one because these things perform, man.
Mm.
The dress shirts, it feels like you're wearing air conditioning. They're so light. They're so cool. And they don't wrinkle. That blazer I was wearing yesterday was a Collars & Co. blazer. Just super sharp gear. Our guy Jordan was in here this morning, gave us some new fresh stuff. I've really enjoyed our partnership with Collars & Co. mostly because the gear is just dope. Like, yep. All of it looks good, feels good. And if you
sporty,
want,
see, right
it,
now.
B's wearing it right now. If you're looking at YouTube, and it's super versatile. You can wear it for a meeting this morning. You can wear it to go play golf. You can wear it on a date, go out to dinner with your wife, whatever it is. The Collars & Co. stuff does not wrinkle. I cannot stress that enough. Put it on the hanger and walk out the door. You can check them out at collarsandco.com, or they've got a new store open at Congressional Plaza. Go check that out. Congressional Plaza, 355. When I was a kid, that was Rockville. Nowadays, it might be North Bethesda. Whatever it is, it's easy to find, or you just get them online. The online shopping experience is super easy. They've got a ton of great stuff. The quarter zips are fantastic, too. If you go to the website, you can get 20% off orders over $99 using the code JPFinley20. That's JPFinley20. Finley spell with an A. Don't forget the A. Collars & Co. Truly a game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.